Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today as we talk about outside influences on the cattle market with Glenn Tonser in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's the Bighorn Classic coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction, 22nd to the 25th of August. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, originating from the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Sheridan, Wyoming. The folks are going to be offering 165,000 head of cattle starting on Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, Region 3, 4, 5, and 6 wean calves and calves on cows. They'll also have some bread stock they'll be selling as well. On Wednesday, August 23rd, they'll start 9 a.m. Central Time again with feeder steers and feeder heifers from primarily Region 3, 4, 5, and 6. On Thursday, Friday, both days starting at 9 a.m. Central Time with cattle primarily coming from the western states. If you want more information about the cattle, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 25th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Geopolitical concerns with the talk about North Korea having its impact on markets this last week. Glenn Tonser, Cattle Market Watcher, says the cattle market definitely had its share of worries as we went through, especially the latter part of this last week.
On balance, it was a down week, as you noted. We were down more on the board than cash, and that's not surprising because I'm quoting into the week board numbers, and it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday concerns that I'll just call it the global trade spiked. For those that follow that, there's something called a fear index, which is actually monitoring basically what people will pay for the options, the right to protect themselves against big moves, and that spiked. That occurs when global concerns about geopolitical issues escalate, and we definitely had that this past week.
As we began this week, the financial markets in Asia and here in the U.S. seemingly feeling a little more confident that things had backed off a little bit with North Korea. There was a rally as a result. Mixed bag as far as our cattle futures were concerned. And Glenn Tonser says, while usually we bounce back fairly quickly in the cattle market once we get past any sort of an outside geopolitical event, that's not always the case. And here we've got one other wild card that's in the mix, and that's how China may react to us as we deal with North Korea.
But even if the market, quote unquote, bounces back a little bit from here, time will tell what the formal relationship with them is, and probably most importantly, what China's role in that is, and what we do or don't do on the trade front with China is probably a bigger economic story than anything we would directly do with North Korea. So most people probably recognize North Korea is not a major importer of U.S. beef. That's right. Not the reason I'm talking about this. It's indirect impact on many other things,
including the potential for disruption of trade in a very important place as far as U.S. beef exports are concerned, that Pacific Rim, and South Korea, Japan, as well as the hopes to develop that Chinese market. Now, as far as the wholesale trade was concerned this last week, it was kind of a mix, the outside forces as well as the fundamentals.
Choice cutout was down about $4. We broke $200, so $199.60 is what we closed Friday at. Select cutout was down a little over $1, so $196 and change. That's worth noting because it's not just the board reacting to concerns in North Korea. We actually have some, you know, product movement concerns. This week we had a pullback for what we might call fundamental reasons in the market, and then I'm trying to allude to the fact that I think we had some outside the market forces, particularly on the board, but both were bearish this past week.
Dr. Glenn Tonser of Kansas State, who says now the market's starting to look ahead to that next cattle on feed report a week from Friday, with the question being, will we continue to see more placements of cattle into our feedlots, potentially more beef in the pipeline down the road as a result?
Going forward, there's definitely growing concern. I think a lot of it's built into the market already, but growing concern about lots of animals that were placed in the last cattle on feed. You know, the cattle on feed report was particularly bearish this past one. We will watch what this upcoming August one looks like, but exactly how we're able to move those cattle, you know, through the rest of 2017 and even early 2018, I think is continuing to weigh on these markets. The balance of that, I think, is built in, and that's the reason for the major pullback the last few weeks.
You've got the beef buzz on Ron. It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell, cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.